4771. 4771, I got a non-verbal message.
Yes, sir. So there's a customer that got on at Embry, and got on, walked by, and I just say the three words, fare is required, and the minute I said that, he just flipped out. And when I say flipped out, I mean, like, yeah. Anyway, after he started screaming and yelling, I said, listen, anyway, all I told him was, all you need to say is, I don't have it, say something. I'm not denying you a ride, but, and then he just started screaming even more and yelling, and I told him, okay, you need to calm down now because nobody's telling you anything, that you did anything wrong. He started trying to push himself out the back door while I'm driving, and I pulled over at Century and Evergreen, and I let him off, and anyway, psychotic is putting it very lightly, but yeah.
Okay, well, you're on record of calling in at 950. Might be good just not to even bring up the fare, just hit the fare evasion button. That's usually what we recommend. And you can talk to your station manager about that, just so that you're covered.
As per my manager, you could say fare is required, as long as you don't say anything else. And as long as you don't deny a boarding, you can't say fare is required. So I'm going to do what I'm told to do, is just say fare is required and don't say anything else. Now, if they escalated, that's on them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just not even get it to that point, just not say anything. If they don't pay, just hit the button. That way you don't even get to this point. That's usually the best way about it. Usually you have less problems just not engaging with them about fare at all.
Once again, never mind. You're not really being helpful right now, but it's okay. I understand what you're saying. So basically, don't talk is what you're saying. So now when they ask me other questions, I just won't answer either. Thank you.
Have a nice day. 952.